This is Jay Sekulow. The issue of the Fairness Doctrine comes up at the White House press conference.
Thank you so much. A number of Democrats in Congress want to restore the so-called Fairness Doctrine.
I mean, to tell you the truth, folks, if the president is a little more worried about somebody on the radio than he is somebody on Capitol Hill.
Which, before it was repealed, applied to only electronic media and not to any print. Does the president believe that this selectivity of some media and not others is fair? And if so, why?
President Obama, by telling you and the elected Republicans in Washington to not listen to me because I am not how things get done in Washington, he has said that he wants me to fail.
I have no information on the Fairness Doctrine, and I will endeavor to get some clarity.
The remedy for speech you don't like is not less speech, it is more speech.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. What you just heard from our producer this morning was a clip of a series of discussions that took place at the White House during the press conference yesterday. The issue was brought up by one of the reporters. What about the Fairness Doctrine? There's so much talk about this going on in Washington right now. And as you heard Robert Gibbs' response, he was very evasive on this. Initially, remember, President Obama said he wasn't in favor of the Fairness Doctrine when he came back when he was running for president. Then we went to his website, and there it was. We're talking about broadcast diversity, diversity of viewpoint, which are the code words for the Fairness Doctrine. Yesterday, you had the FCC commissioner saying, look out, folks, their Fairness Doctrine is going to come back, and now you get it coming up in the press conference.
That's right. Here's the question again. Does the president believe that the selectivity of some media and not others is fair, and if so, why? And here's Robert Gibbs, the White House press secretary. I have no information on the Fairness Doctrine. Really? Because when I go to the WhiteHouse.gov website under the technology section, I sure do see language that seems like it's the Fairness Doctrine. But I got to say this. First, President Obama said he was against the Fairness Doctrine the entire campaign. Now, his White House press secretary is saying he has no information on the Fairness Doctrine. Folks, there's only been one thing that I think Barack Obama's been really consistent on since becoming president. That's his views on abortion. But everything else, when he said there was no to the Fairness Doctrine, seems like he forgot. And so did his press secretary, that throughout the campaign, he said he was against it. Now they're backing away. That is always very dangerous.
Well, let me give you the exact context here, folks. I'm going to play for you. It's about a minute long. This is the dialogue that took place at the White House. Take a listen.
Thank you so much. A number of Democrats in Congress want to restore the so-called Fairness Doctrine, which before it was repealed, applied to only electronic media and not to any print or
Lester,
media.
I thought we were asking. I thought we were talking
media.
About DTV.
Well, does the president believe that
this is on the same planet?
I'm pretty sure I did not. I don't think I got an answer to my question. I think we were talking about DTV, and now we seem to be somewhat. I'm going to go back to baseball, far afield on the Fairness Doctrine.
I mean, since you mentioned it, from the field, does the president believe that this selectivity of some media and not others is fair, and if so, why?
I have no information on the Fairness Doctrine, and I will endeavor to get some clarity on DTV.
Let me give you some information on the Fairness Doctrine. Go to your website, and you'd be very specific right there. When you go to the website, you see exactly what they're talking about, because they have the language on there.
On the WhiteHouse.gov website, ensure the full and free exchange of ideas through an open internet and diverse media outlets. The FCC commissioner we talked about yesterday said, watch out for the word diverse media. There it is on WhiteHouse.gov. Encourage diversity in media ownership. WhiteHouse.gov, the technology page. You'll see it right on there. And I don't think it's funny that all these reporters there are laughing. You know why they're laughing, folks, though?
Because they're exempt.
They're exempt. And we know 90% of reporters are Democrats, registered Democrats. They're not independents. They're laughing because they'll get to put their liberal bent in newspapers and TV shows across the country. But it's the conservative talk radio and Christian talk radio they want to silence. They don't want people like Lester, who were there yesterday asking these questions.
1-800-684-3110. We want to know what you think about this new act of censorship. 800-684-3110. And as we get ready to go to a break, let me encourage you to do something, folks. We've heard from about 25,000 of you in just 4 days. We need to keep that going. Let's stand up for broadcast freedom. Jordan's going to give you the number.
Very easy, folks. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call right now, 877-989-2255.
Stand for broadcast freedom. Back with more in a moment.
Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if some members of Congress get their way, Christian broadcasting and the programs like the one you're listening to now will be muzzled. With the new Congress comes a new threat to bring back the troubling return of the Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
We have got to stand up for freedom of speech. That's what we're talking about here. This is fundamentally a free speech issue.
Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, legislation that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine. Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right.
Thank you so much. A number of Democrats in Congress want to restore the so-called Fairness Doctrine, which before it was repealed, applied to only electronic media and not to any print or
Mister,
media.
I thought we were asking.
Does the president believe that this selectivity of some media and not others is fair? And if so, why?
I have no... No information on the Fairness Doctrine, and I will endeavor to get some clarity on DTV.
You heard constantly, folks, the laughing there by Robert Gibbs. That's the White House press secretary laughing at a question about the Fairness Doctrine like it's some kind of joke. Folks, the reason they're laughing in the longer clip we played in the last segment, you heard everyone laughing in the room, all these great high-minded journalists laughing because they're the White House Journalist Corps. They're laughing, folks, because they're laughing because they can't wait till they get us off the air. And Rush Limbaugh off the air, and Sean Hannity off the air, and Janet Parshall off the air, and anyone who tells you to take a side. If Alan Combs tells you to take a side, if Rush Limbaugh tells you to take a side, if we tell you to get involved in a petition, they want you off the air. Of course, they'll go do their own petitions, which now have completely backfired. And I'm sure there are many listeners to this broadcast who let their voices be heard on the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee website, dccc.org, because they asked for comments. So Rush Limbaugh and some others said, all right, let's go comment on their website about what they think about the outrage at Rush Limbaugh. And, of course, they were inundated with tens of thousands of pro-Limbaugh support, even from people who don't necessarily agree with everything he says, saying he has the right. He's a private citizen. But while they're wasting their time, folks, petitioning private citizens, we're here working on real legislation in Washington, D.C. and Capitol Hill.
It's called the Broadcast Freedom Act. On this weekend's broadcast, you're going to see Congressman Mike Pence, the sponsor of the act, on the broadcast. I need to encourage you right now to go to your phones and sign a support petition for this legislation. The number is 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to keep our airwaves free. Let's go right to the phones.
Debbie's calling from Oregon on line one. Debbie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. If President Obama goes through his FCC commissioner to set up his diversity doctrine, how quickly will it go into place?
It could go in really quick because you're bringing up a very important point, Debbie. You don't have to have a act of Congress to see a reinstatement of the Fairness Doctrine. And they may not call it the Fairness Doctrine. They may use another phrase. They may call it localism. They may call it diversity, viewpoint diversity on air. But it literally is a stroke of a pen. So it could happen very quickly. Now, the legislation that Congressman Pence is saying basically defunds the FCC's ability to enforce it. I think it's a great legislation. By the way, there are 300 votes for it last time in the Congress. So I think there could be very positive results here if we all stand up. But we've got to speak out. They've made this an issue. By the way, let me give you something else controversial. Word is, I just came back from Washington yesterday. Word is, the Freedom of Choice Act will be introduced by Senator Barbara Boxer. Could be in the next 2 weeks. So this is what they're talking about.
Yeah, this is the real thing. There are now being radio ads run across the country in some battleground states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Nevada, by a group called Americans United for Change. This is a new PAC that's spun off of President Obama's new administration that's now in place to run ads against GOP senators that are going to be under tough races in the next 2 years. And it says, quote, at the end of the ad, "Will you side with Obama or Rush Limbaugh?" So this is what Rush Limbaugh is right when he thinks that President Obama's biggest threat is him and not the Republican members of Congress, because you've got liberal groups saying that as well. Not saying, will you side with Obama or John Boehner or Obama or Mitch McConnell? No, it's Obama or Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh is an entertainment talk show, radio show host. People that don't agree with him like to listen to him because he's a good entertainer. He's really good at radio. People that do agree with him like to listen to him. He is not a politician. He's not a government official. He's not a public servant. But yet these groups, including official Democratic groups on Capitol Hill that are run by the House, members of the House and the leadership team, are running ads against a radio show host. A radio show host.
Yeah.
This is what happens before the Fairness Doctrine comes
back. That's because they're trying to silence the voice. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals briefs going in the next couple of weeks, probably a month, on the Planned Parenthood litigation. We're expecting some developments there. We're handling that major case against Planned Parenthood. We've got a new case that was just granted review by New Jersey, the New Jersey Supreme Court, involving these stay-away zones. So these individuals, and you know what happens here, these are these pedophiles that are trying to get access to children in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and a couple of other cities. They put in the city of Galloway, township of Galloway, they put in regulations saying, no, you can't get near children. That's been challenged by the ACLU. That's in court. And by the way, all of this is controversial speech under the Fairness Doctrine. So, folks, if you want to make sure we get on the air and stay on the air, we need you to sign our petition of support for the Broadcast Freedom Act, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Ian calling from Oregon on line 2. Ian, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, how are you gentlemen doing?
Great.
I was just curious. I might have missed it. I'm not sure. But who does this benefit, and why are they implementing it?
Well, it's silent. Look, conservative talk radio is the talk radio that's successful. Christian talk radio is the Christian talk radio that is successful. I think that the fact of the matter is that when you look at the situation here and you understand the nature of what's engaged, they want to silence conservative voices, Christian voices. And the famous Red Line case, which was the main case on all of this, which was in 1969, involved a Christian radio station. So this isn't speculation. This is exactly what they're trying to do.
Look, when you're looking to the midterm elections, if you're President Obama, his administration, if you're Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid, what do you want to do? Shut off conservatives. Shut them off. How do you shut them off? Putting through the Fairness Doctrine, because they know that the grassroots organizing that's done around conservative campaigns is done through talk radio. Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, programs like this, we get you involved in issue advocacy. If they shut that off, which they could do literally at a flip of the switch, if they do that, then they've got a huge advantage in grassroots organizing. And it is a tactic which is used by the worst regimes in the world. In fact, folks, we are fighting. There are men and women dying overseas right now so that radio programs are allowed to be broadcast, so that in Iraq, diversity of opinion can be heard over the airwaves. You heard of Radio Free Europe? I think Sean Hannity used this yesterday. I hope we're not at the point where we're going to have to do Radio Free America. Because that's what this would mean. One-sided views. You're going to get NBC, ABC, and CBS's views, and that's about it over the airwaves. And let me tell you something. If you want to go look at the facts that come out about it, almost 90% of people in the mainstream media are registered Democrats. registered Democrats. That's the viewpoint you'll be hearing.
Let's go right back to our phones. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. And if you want to get updated information, go to aclj.org. We've just updated the website. And we've got a blog discussion about this at BeliefNet. But if you go to aclj.org, look at where it says Jay Sekulow's blog. You'll go right to it. And it's blog between me and Barry Lynn on this very issue.
Tommy's calling from Texas on line one. Tommy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tommy. Tommy, you're on the air.
Let's go to Rich calling from Ohio on line six. Rich, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Rich.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, what really bothers me about this whole thing, honestly, is O'Reilly's a Catholic, Beck is a Mormon, Limbaugh's just an agnostic, Alex Jones is believes in God, but I don't hear his salvation testimony. And they got a lot of good things to say, I admit it, but they're not saved. And, you know, that's a big problem with me.
But you don't want them thrown off the air, I take it.
No, I like listening to them. But they're
okay, well, I understand you disagree with their theological standpoint. But, I mean, it's the last thing we need is government doing a religious litmus test. But let me tell you something, Rich. Let me tell you who's going to be impacted by this, too. It's Christian Talk Radio. Stations like you're listening to ours right now. That's where there's going to be some real impact, because that's where the Red Lion case came out of. We just had a victory, for instance, in a case at the European Court of Human Rights involving a situation where the government of Bulgaria was trying to really interfere with the formation of a major church group there. And we went to the European Court of Human Rights, saw a victory in the case. But what's interesting about it is, this is taking sides in what they would consider a political dispute, because you had the government supporting one church group, another, the kind of the dissenters being supported by the populace. Would this be controversial speech? So now do you have to let the other church group up and let them speak and get their message out? I mean, this whole idea of the fairness doctrine is absurd in that regard. What are we going to do, have 30 minutes of Planned Parenthood after our program? That's what they're asking for, and that's what we should allow.
And remember, folks, shows like this were not on the air when the fairness doctrine existed, and we are still working with radio networks, and I applaud those who hold us, who are still worried about putting broadcasts like this over the air, who are Christian networks, because of what happened then until the 1980s. If you listen to your Christian radio, you realize there aren't that many shows that are this hard-hitting on the issues. That's why. It's the remnants of people being afraid, honestly so, because of what the Fairness Doctrine did, and justifiably so.
I'll tell you what the problem is. It's exactly what Jordan said, is the managers of the stations, the station operators, are going to want to say it's not going to be worth the risk. We're going to take more calls from you at 1-800-684-3110. I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org. You can donate online, by the way, to the work of the ACLJ. Right online and become a member of the ACLJ. I just sent out a blast email to our members around the country on the Fairness Doctrine. If you're not getting our emails, you need to sign up at aclj.org. Now, every one of you that are listening to me, as we go into the weekend, I want to be able to tell our government affairs team on Monday that we are well over 40,000 signatures on this petition, backing up the specific legislation, the Broadcast Freedom Act of 2009. Here's the number for you to sign your name right now. Jordan's going to give it to you. I encourage you to sign that name number. Call it right now and sign that petition.
Call, folks, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call. Get involved. Get engaged, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online. Talking about freedom.
It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, aclj.org, for critical resource information, information that makes a difference. People like Kim from Utah, who turned to aclj.org for legal information that helped her son complete a project for school.
He was not being allowed to use a cross for one of his ceramic stamps, although it met all the criteria for that particular stamp. We went to your website and we printed up three different things on students' rights, religious freedom, and he was allowed to use this stamp.
Listen, we are thrilled that that has happened, and that's why we have that great information available at aclj.org.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you with the information you need most, whether it's on Jay Sekulow Live, the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, or online at the website for the American Center for Law and Justice. Check it out. Information that makes a difference. Online at aclj.org.
Free speech is the cornerstone of our freedoms. But if some members of Congress get their way, Christian broadcasting and the programs like the one you're listening to now will be muzzled. With the new Congress comes a new threat to bring back the troubling return of the Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
We have got to stand up for freedom of speech. That's what we're talking about here. This is fundamentally a free speech issue.
Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, legislation that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine.
Does the president believe that this selectivity of some media and not others is fair, and if so, why?
I have no information on the Fairness Doctrine, and I will endeavor to get some clarity on DTV.
Well, there you have it. That is the press secretary for President Obama dodging the issue, but all I asked was go to his website to get the information. We're going right back to the phones. We've got a lot of calls coming in.
Paul is calling from New Jersey with a question that we have answered a few times, but I think it's a good question to get out there, Paul. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Paul.
Thank you. My question is, you know, why couldn't we use this in reverse if CNN or ABC or, you know, one of the liberal broadcasting radio stations gave a message or, you know, put out a message? Why couldn't we follow that, or why couldn't...
Well, the news media is exempt, number one. So programs like ours would be off the air, so we wouldn't be able to do anything because a lot of the networks aren't going to... or your Christian radio stations are not going to run a 30-minute Planned Parenthood program. And the network media is exempt from all this. So this is really not only censorship, it is filtering it to one point of view only.
Yeah, just check out what Ahmadinejad does in Iran, or what Castro did in Cuba, or Stalin did in Russia.
Exactly.
You take over the airwaves, you don't allow dissenting opinion, and then, Paul, it doesn't matter that they may be violating the Fairness Doctrine because they've exempted themselves. Remember, we can't use this, because we get this question a lot. Well, doesn't this mean that we'll get to use it against them? It does not apply to CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC. It's not going to apply to that. Even Fox News may get exempted from it. But it will apply to all of the talk radio shows, any kind of issue advocacy programs, all of the conservative talk radio. It could start applying to print media. It could start applying to the internet, to your blogs as well, and to your internet servers. So remember that as well, Paul. And there will be no dissenting voices, because we will be silenced. And just like Sean Hayes has been saying, we've had Radio Free Europe before, and you wonder if you're going to have Radio Free America after this goes into effect, if it did.
Here's the number for you to sign the Broadcast Freedom Act and to sponsor it. We need your help on this. Listen, folks, as we go into the weekend, I need everybody that's listening to this broadcast to go to your phones and make it very clear that you're standing with us here. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. Stand with Congressman Mike Pence, 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Support that legislation now.
Chris is calling from New Jersey on line 4. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. My question for you is this. Could the Fairness Doctrine, could it ultimately affect churches, pastors, and the sermons they preach both on and off air?
Absolutely. Now, off air, not so much, because the FCC jurisdiction is only on air. They'll do that through hate crime legislation. But on the air, sure, they're going to say, let's say a pastor comes in and says, I believe that the message of salvation, Jesus is the way unto salvation, there's no other way in salvation. That is controversial. Or if the pastor comes out on the abortion issue or the definition of marriage, controversial speech. So now the Christian radio station, that's more of a teaching format, says, well, now we've got to run a counter message to that, or at least the other view, more of the liberal church view. Well, this is absurd. I mean, that's the whole idea of free market and free airways, that you can listen. People listen to what's... if talk radio was successful for the left, they'd be able to get stations. They shouldn't be able to force their way on the air because nobody wants to listen to them.
Another question coming in, Leo from Texas. Another important question to answer on this broadcast. Leo, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Leo.
Yeah. My question is, you mentioned the exemption of the major media.
Yes.
What is it that causes their exemption? Their size of their organization?
They're specifically exempted. The news broadcasts are. Now, these wouldn't be, like our program is not really a news broadcast. And the way the Christian stations are set up, many of them are non-commercial stations. So it's a whole different structure where you've got a news department versus you're just getting news from another service.
Look, they're clearly exempted, Leo. There's no way for anyone to change their format. We are the ones targeted. Rush Limbaugh Talk Radio is targeted. That's who goes down in these flames. Not anyone on regular news networks, not the broadcast news, not cable news. Here's the problem, and I think this is, and we're getting a lot of these calls. There are people who supported President Obama throughout the campaign who really did not believe he would do this. And we're getting a lot of calls saying, is this really true, the Fairness Doctrine? There's no way we could counteract. You couldn't change your broadcast. Won't this affect liberals as well? Let me answer this again once and for all, just like we answered his views on abortion yesterday and once and for all. No. If the Fairness Doctrine goes into place, which he did say during his campaign he didn't support, but we said everyone he appointed around him at the FCC, his advisors, all supported the Fairness Doctrine.
As does his website.
Now his press secretary is saying, we don't know about the Fairness Doctrine, but his website says they do. And again, folks, Barack Obama's been clear on one thing, and he's been consistent on one issue since the campaign. That's been abortion. But on the Fairness Doctrine, this is very dangerous now that the press secretary is saying he has no information. He didn't say anything when the person who asked the question said that many Democrats are calling for it. Robert Gibbs could have used that opportunity to say, I haven't heard many Democrats calling for this. What are you talking about?
Or he could have said that President Obama has said before that when he was running, he wasn't in favor of the Fairness Doctrine.
Right.
They didn't say it.
No,
and
silence.
Then you go to the website and you see the language like viewpoint diversity, localism. That's the code words for the Fairness Doctrine. Folks, you've got to speak out on this issue. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
Clint's calling from Arizona on line 6. Clint, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Clint.
Hey, sir. Maybe I'm looking at this in too much of a simplistic view, but when you hear the words Fairness Doctrine and then the verbiage on their website of diversity, everybody knows what that means. So how can they justify those terms by eliminating one side?
Here's what they're going to do. They're going to say, we're not eliminating one side. We're just saying that the Christian radio station that you're listening to right now, after Jay's done, Planned Parenthood gets to have their viewpoint on, and Americans United for Separation of Church and State can have their viewpoint. But by the way, Barry Lynn has a radio program. I've been a guest on his. He's been a guest on mine. He and I engage in a debate every week on BeliefNet, where we have an active blog where we comment on each other's statements. Then you have, this idea that it'll be mandated. So they say, no, we're not requiring anything. We're not taking anything off the air. They are in effect, though, because a lot of the stations, most, would not take the risk. The fines would be huge. The imposition would be gigantic.
Jackie's calling from Virginia on line 3. Jackie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi. I want to say, first of all, I love you guys and keep up the good work.
Thanks.
And I just wanted to mention that for those of us that might not get to tune in as often, when you mentioned the Fairness Doctrine earlier that it might come under other names, it would be great for you guys to continually bring that up because,
sure.
we might miss that.
No, I appreciate you saying that, Jackie. Look, I think they're going to call it something like broadcast viewpoint diversity or broadcast localism. We're staying on top of it. Our government affairs team is on top of this. Look, I mean, it's like the stimulus package tucked away in it, $350 million for Planned Parenthood. I mean, in the stimulus package, they were putting this kind of information in there. So our team's looking at this, but I want you to give you a sense of what we've got right now. We are litigating, as you know, at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals against Planned Parenthood. We've got a new case at the New Jersey Supreme Court standing up for your children so they're not approached by pedophiles. We're defending a city that wants to make sure they can keep those pedophiles away from the city's children. We're litigating that at the New Jersey Supreme Court. We've got another case involving religious liberty that is breaking right now in Connecticut on behalf of a church. We are defending the posting of the Ten Commandments by a judge who has a whole display up of rules of law in Ohio right now. We've got dozens of cases involving conscience clause objection. Our government affairs team is dealing right now with, it looks like the introduction of the Freedom of Choice Act could even be next week. Globally, we're representing Christians being persecuted literally around the globe. We just had a victory at the European Court of Human Rights involving representing a church group against Bulgaria. I say all of that because everything I just gave you is controversial and would be subject to removal, or at least the counterposition by the Fairness Doctrine. Folks, as we go to the end of the broadcast, you go to your phones now and you stand up with us for broadcast freedom.
Use your ability to petition the government in the right way instead of wasting time petitioning talk radio show hosts. Petition the government. Get behind this important legislation, folks. You need to call right now. Again, the pressure is mounting. This is the toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to this important petition to protect broadcasters' freedom. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online.